Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za and @DavidDondi on the social media channels and the podcast at fmr.co.za. It seems our nature as humans is to avoid boredom at any cost. That price is usually paid with our health, our emotional well-being, or our joy. This is particularly true in the digital realm. Are you owned by your devices, particularly your phone, like a demanding digital pet in the 90s? You say no, not me, but like a Tamagotchi, you feed it daily with a recharging cable. And do you stroke it and pet it every time it makes a sound or buzzes for your attention? Do you swipe away those notifications if they pop up, pacifying those red bubbles or reminders in a constant barrage of caregiving? In return, you're getting your dopamine addiction fed by the hope of a like or reply. We con ourselves into feeling we need this so loved ones or our businesses can get our attention in times of need or emergency. But the fact is, with us serving our device, we are less present for our loved ones and our colleagues. We are living an ADD distracted nightmare lifestyle. We are seldom as mindful or present as we'd like to be. We aren't in fact choosing to use our phones. I'm arguing we're becoming our phone's unpaid servant. Go on holiday and we're creating content for social media and then waiting and checking to see if our friends or total strangers even like what we are up to. This isn't bringing you true joy. So what to do? Here's my advice in one of those lovely clickbaitish neat top 10 lists. 1. Use a distraction blocking app like Opal. Check the podcast at fmr.co.za for a review on that. It's free. Choose when and how long you want distracting apps available for. You're in control. 2. Consider turning all notifications off. Yes, all of them. And yes, off. Do you really need to urgently know that your best friend's neighbor's girlfriend posted something new on Facebook? 3. On WhatsApp, consider permanently silencing groups. You will still get the message as unread, but you won't have hundreds of people constantly tugging at your skirt for attention. Sometimes I archive entire, this is the fourth tip, I archive entire WhatsApp groups. These are the ones that were hard to join in the first place, and I don't want quite want to leave them and reapply for them later, but they aren't particularly presently relevant to me at all. 5. The same goes for ringtones and vibrations. You can do this on almost all phones now with focus modes. And yes, you can set it to only ring for your kids or someone frail you truly need to be on call for, allowing them to ping, buzz, or ring. 6. When driving, set the phone to go into driving mode automatically and make sure you use your car kit, CarPlay or Android Auto, and then just never pick up your phone in the car. It's simply not worth it. Not for your presence of mind or, more importantly, your joy and safety. 7. Set location and time settings to set the focus modes on automatically for you, both work and home, and for quality time. You'll find that in the setup of focus modes. 8. Consider setting your phone to stop showing color. Yes, I often set my phone to black and white. On an iPhone, you go to settings, you then go to accessibility, you then go to color filters, and you can set this to a triple click of the power button to toggle it off and on. What you do for this is you go back into settings, you go to accessibility, you then go click on something called accessibility shortcuts, and then you click on color filters. 3 clicks of the power button, black and white, and back to color. 9. Switch your always on screen to off. It can be black. It doesn't need to be showing you that there's a ping or a buzz, which is never that important. 10. Have your phone always in low power battery saving mode, either permanently or at least semi-permanently, except when you really need to be a power user. And when is that? Have our lives got enriched by being available 24/7? Are our loved ones actually more safe? Are we ever truly present? Are we actually more productive? Are we retaining our joy and creativity, or just helping ourselves indulge in pressure and burnout? Do notices need to get pushed to you, like you are an emergency room doctor on constant call? Or can you take back control and decide when to go fetch your email or look at your WhatsApps? My final thought, the choice is actually yours. That's it. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment particularly on this, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels. That's DavidDondi in the podcast and fmr.co.za.